The Breer Effect, an NHL coach's playbook for business and life. Written and narrated by Steve Breer. Introduction. About Steve Breer. This book isn't just about hockey. It's about finding success against all odds, no matter where you start or what field you're in. I'm Steve Breer, goaltending coach for the Seattle Kraken, and my story started in Winnipeg, where I was just a kid with a big dream. A makeshift hockey stick, and the kind of determination that came from a lot of cold winters and even more setbacks. I remember walking the streets, collecting dropped coins to pay for hockey gear, whatever it took to keep the dream alive. From those early days, through my years with the Toronto Maple Leafs, to my current role with the Kraken, my journey has been anything but typical. I want to take you along for the ride, through all the ups and downs that shaped how I coach today. The lessons I've learned go way beyond the rink. One of the biggest things I've learned is that success starts by helping others succeed. True leadership to me is about the impact we have on those around us. I've worked with several of the very best goaltenders in the world, including Frederik Andersen, James Reimer, Jack Campbell, Joey Decord, Philip Grubauer, Martin Jones, Curtis McAleenie, Joe Woll, Jonathan Bernier, Peter Mrazek, Michael Hutchison, and others. Including my time with Carey Price, Corey Crawford, and Braden Holtby during the 2016 World Cup of Hockey. Their combined professional career earnings easily extends into the hundreds of millions of dollars, and I'm proud to have been a part of each one of their journeys in one way or another. Each one of these guys is human. Each one has struggled at some point in the areas of physical and mental acuity. Seeing them bounce back and perform at their best is always a reminder of why I do this. It's about lifting others up, pushing them to reach their potential, and watching them achieve things they never thought they could. An integral part of my approach is having a plan. Setting goals and figuring out how to get there has been huge for me and the players I coach. I remember setting a specific goal with the Toronto Maple Leafs to improve save percentages across the board, and developing a detailed plan involving tailored drills, video analysis, and mental conditioning to achieve it. But let's be honest, life rarely goes according to plan, and being able to adapt is just as important. In these pages, I'll share stories about how having a plan and knowing when to pivot has helped me and others turn obstacles into opportunities. Leadership isn't just about making decisions. It's about bringing people together, finding common ground, and making sure everyone feels heard. Whether it's managing the goals of players, coaches, management, or fans, I've learned how important it is to align everyone towards a shared vision. Balancing competing interests is something I've faced over and over, and it's just as crucial off the ice as it is on it. I've learned that communication is an absolute must. I can't overstate how important being clear, honest, and direct has been for my success. Knowing when to listen and when to speak up has made all the difference in my relationships with players, teams, and organizations. Trust is what makes teams work. And I want to share how I've used communication to inspire, motivate, and build that trust. Professional sports is a volatile journey at the best of times, and I've learned that the path to success is rarely straightforward. I've taken routes that some people thought were risky or even a little crazy. From shadowing legendary coaches to building a hockey academy in an attic with almost no resources, just a few sticks, a net, and a handful of eager young players, I embraced the unconventional and found my own way forward. Those early sessions in that cramped space were where I learned to innovate and adapt, turning limitations into opportunities. Creativity and resilience have been my constant companions, and I hope my experiences encourage you to take that leap, even when the way forward isn't obvious. This book is for anyone who wants to learn from my journey, whether you're a coach, an athlete, a business leader, or just someone looking to overcome your own challenges. You'll learn how resilience helped me through tough times and how effective communication can inspire and lead others to success. The lessons here go beyond the technical skills of goaltending. They're about resilience, strategy, and helping others thrive. Whether you're trying to lead a sports team to victory or guide a business to new heights, I believe the principles in these pages can help you get there. So, let's dive in. I'm excited to share my story, how a determined kid from Winnipeg turned a love for hockey into a career in the NHL, built on perseverance, passion, and a commitment to helping others succeed. I hope it inspires you to keep pushing, no matter what challenges come your way, and to always find a way forward. Forward by Curtis McAleeny.
I first met Steve Breer during my tenure with the Toronto Maple Leafs, and from our very first interaction, it was clear that Steve was not just another coach. His passion for goaltending, coupled with his deep understanding of the game, made an immediate impact on my career. Steve has an uncanny ability to communicate complex concepts in a simple, relatable way, which not only made me a better goaltender, but also a more insightful student of the game. Steve's journey, as detailed in this book, is a testament to his resilience, dedication, and innovative approach. From his humble beginnings in Manitoba to becoming an influential figure in the NHL, Steve's story is one of relentless pursuit and unwavering commitment. He has faced numerous challenges, both on and off the ice, and has consistently turned these obstacles into opportunities for growth and learning. One of the most profound lessons I learned from Steve is the importance of preparation and adaptability. He taught me that while technical skills are crucial, the mental and emotional aspects of goaltending are equally important. His innovative training methods and emphasis on mental toughness have been pivotal in my development as a professional athlete. This book captures the essence of Steve's coaching philosophy and provides valuable insights into what it takes to succeed at the highest levels of hockey. Whether you are a player, a coach, or simply a fan of the sport, Steve's experiences and wisdom will inspire and educate you. Steve Breer is more than a coach. He is a mentor, a strategist, and a visionary. His contributions to the game of hockey are immeasurable, and his influence extends far beyond the rink. It is an honor to introduce this book and to share the remarkable story of a man who has dedicated his life to the pursuit of excellence in goaltending and beyond.
Curtis McAleeny. Chapter 1, The Foundation of Success, Helping Others Succeed. Success in any field, whether it's sports or business, is deeply intertwined with the success of those around you. In this chapter, I will outline the key principles of my coaching philosophy. Fostering a supportive environment, building mental resilience, and emphasizing emotional well-being. These elements are crucial for helping others succeed and ultimately achieving your own success. As a coach, I've always believed that my success is measured by the achievements of the players I work with. This chapter is a window into my coaching philosophy, real-life examples that illustrate its impact, and how these principles can be applied to business leadership. Coaching philosophy. The core of my coaching philosophy is simple. Your success is my success. This belief shapes every interaction I have with the players. It's about more than just improving their skills. It's about fostering a supportive environment where they can thrive both mentally and physically. I didn't realize it at the time, but I learned this concept early in life. I remember the summer after my AAA Bantam year vividly. It was a time filled with both excitement and anxiety, as I knew this was a pivotal moment in my hockey journey, one that could shape my future. The Manitoba Mustangs were the only AAA summer team in all of Manitoba at the time. Essentially serving as Team Manitoba, it comprised the best players from across the province. Making that team was a huge deal for me. I went there knowing to give it everything I had. I had an incredible tryout and made the team. However, the joy was short-lived when I learned it would cost $2,000 to play, covering expenses like travel, ice, and uniforms. My parents simply couldn't afford it. This was one of the first times in my life where money became a significant barrier. Despite my talent, I was told I couldn't play because we couldn't cover the costs. But I was undeterred. I wrote a letter to Diane Woods, the head of Manitoba Minor Hockey Association, explaining my situation and offering to pay with the money I earned from my paper route. Amazingly, they allowed me to make payments with my earnings, and I received a scholarship to cover the remaining costs. This experience taught me the value of perseverance and finding ways to overcome financial obstacles, but it also taught me the value of helping others succeed. Without having people like Diane in my corner, I would have lost my opportunity. That scholarship later became my responsibility to give out to other kids like me, those with the talent but not the means. It wasn't just about getting to play that year. It was about opening a door for others, a lesson that deeply influenced my approach to coaching even to this day. Later, when I was drafted by the Tri-City Americans, I faced another significant challenge. I was 15 when I got drafted to the Tri-City Americans in the WHL. I was young, too young perhaps, but ready to do whatever it took. I took a Greyhound bus from Winnipeg to Edmonton for my first training camp, a 24-hour trip that stopped at every little town along the way. I was just a kid traveling alone, lugging my gear and dreams with me. Camp was intense. It was my first time in that kind of environment. I ended up rooming with Terry Ryan, who was not only an actor and author, but also had a knack for pulling every prank in the book. He got me good. Copenhagen under my pillow, toothpaste on the phone, short-sheeted beds, you name it. I was so naive, but that was the kind of trial by fire that helped shape me. That camp set me up to be scouted by Junior A teams, and it led me to Trail, British Columbia, where I played my first season of Junior A hockey. Despite the pranks, this experience was invaluable, as it marked my entry into junior hockey. This journey taught me the importance of resilience and adaptability, qualities that have become fundamental components of my coaching philosophy. What Terry was doing was taking me under his wing. He knew that if I could handle the heat of his pranks, I'd be all the more ready to handle the heat on and off the ice. He knew what he was doing, and he was doing me a huge favor. That was his way of making sure I was ready, his way of helping me succeed. Holistic approach to coaching. My approach to coaching is holistic, meaning it addresses not only the physical skills, but also the mental and emotional aspects of a player's development. On my journey to becoming the goalie coach for the Toronto Maple Leafs, I didn't have NHL connections or an easy pathway. Instead, I volunteered, did unpaid internships, and even shadowed Mitch Korn, a legendary goalie coach, to learn the ropes. It took years of hard work, persistence, and a holistic focus on both technical skills and mental resilience to eventually achieve my goal. This experience shaped my coaching approach, emphasizing that success comes from addressing every aspect of development, mental, physical, and emotional. It encompasses not just the physical aspects of the game, but also the mental and emotional well-being of the players. This comprehensive approach ensures that players are prepared to handle the pressures of the game both on and off the ice. The mental game is just as important, if not more so, than the physical game. Players need to be mentally tough to handle the ups and downs of a season, the pressure of high-stakes games, and the inevitable setbacks. Building mental resilience involves several techniques. Visualization. Players mentally rehearse scenarios they might encounter during a game. By imagining themselves successfully navigating these situations, they build confidence and prepare their minds for actual performance. Mindfulness and meditation. These practices help players stay focused and present in the moment, reducing anxiety and improving concentration. Techniques like deep breathing exercises can be used to calm the mind before and during games. Setting short-term and long-term goals. This provides players with a clear sense of direction and purpose. Short-term goals help in maintaining motivation and tracking progress, while long-term goals provide an overarching vision. Positive self-talk. Encouraging players to engage in positive self-talk helps in building their confidence and reducing negative thoughts. This involves replacing self-doubt and criticism with affirmations and constructive feedback. Stress management. Teaching players how to manage stress effectively is crucial for maintaining mental resilience. This includes techniques such as time management, relaxation exercises, and maintaining a healthy work-life balance. Visualization, for instance, has players mentally rehearse scenarios they might encounter during a game. By imagining themselves successfully navigating these situations, they build confidence and prepare their minds for actual performance. A goalie might visualize making a crucial save during a high-pressure moment, which helps in developing a sense of preparedness and calmness. These practices help players stay focused and present in the moment, reducing anxiety and improving concentration. One of the goalies I worked with was going through a significant performance slump. His confidence was shaken, and he was struggling to stay focused during games. By implementing visualization techniques and positive self-talk, we worked together to rebuild his confidence. He started visualizing successful plays before games and replaced negative thoughts with affirmations of his skills. Over time, his performance improved, and he regained his consistency on the ice. Another goalie faced immense pressure during a critical playoff game. We practiced mindfulness and deep breathing exercises to help him stay calm and focused. During the game, he used these techniques to manage his anxiety and stay present in the moment. As a result, he performed exceptionally well, making crucial saves that helped give our team a chance to win. Providing emotional support. Transitioning from building mental resilience, providing emotional support is equally important. Players need to feel that they have someone in their corner, someone who believes in them, even when they don't believe in themselves. This support can make all the difference in a player's performance. Regular check-ins are essential. Having one-on-one meetings with players to discuss their progress, address any concerns, and provide encouragement. These check-ins offer a safe space for players to express their feelings and receive guidance. Maintaining open lines of communication, where players feel comfortable sharing their thoughts and concerns without fear of judgment, is crucial. This builds trust and fosters a supportive environment. Offering positive reinforcement and recognizing players' efforts and achievements, no matter how small, boosts their confidence and motivation. Showing empathy and understanding towards players' challenges and struggles involves being a good listener and offering support without judgment. Developing strong relationships with players based on trust and mutual respect creates a sense of belonging and support within the team. I remember sitting down with one of my goalies, the rink echoing with the sounds of skates and pucks, as he confided in me about the struggles he was facing off the ice. The weight of his words was evident, and I knew that listening without judgment was the first step. I reassured him, saying, "No matter what happens, I've got your back." This kind of open dialogue helped us build a bond that translated into his performance on the ice. He played with a renewed sense of purpose, knowing that he wasn't alone. One of my previous coaches understood that value of offering emotional support. After being diagnosed with mono during my time with the Tri-City Americans, my career hit a major roadblock. I couldn't practice with an enlarged spleen, and eventually, they brought in another goalie. I lost my spot before I even really had a chance to prove myself. It felt like everything I'd worked for had slipped away, and I ended up back in Manitoba feeling defeated. However, Frank Porco, my coach with the Selkirk Steelers, took me under his wing. He gave me an opportunity to join the team, a second chance, and although he told me bluntly that I might be better off going to college, it only fueled my determination to prove him wrong. That support and that challenge were what I needed to pick myself up and keep going. By drawing on that experience as an example, I've made sure to provide the emotional support my guys have needed to overcome their challenges. We've made it standard practice to have regular check-ins where they can talk to me about their concerns. It's a vehicle to offer support and guidance. By maintaining open communication and showing empathy, I have helped several of my goalies navigate personal challenges and regain focus on the game. I've had goalies struggle with self-doubt after a series of poor performances. I provided positive reinforcement by highlighting strengths and past successes. I built back their confidence through regular feedback and support. Over time, they all regain their confidence and start performing at their best again. It's a great feeling for me, and I get great satisfaction from watching it happen. The birth of the entrepreneurial spirit. Growing up, I was surrounded by hardworking parents, but they weren't entrepreneurs. Their dedication and strong work ethic instilled in me a deep drive to succeed, even though I chose a different path. My dad was practical. Get a job, keep your head down, pay your bills, and live within your means. But for some reason, that life never appealed to me. I wanted more. The first job I had that sparked something entrepreneurial in me was working for Canadian Professional Hockey Schools, owned by Jake Fleming. Jake was a tough boss, but also a successful entrepreneur. He taught me things that went beyond the rink, things about investing, saving, and taking risks. He always pushed me to be prepared, to be on time, and to take notes. He taught me the importance of documenting everything. What you did, why you did it, what went well, and what you'd do differently next time. It was those lessons that gave birth to my first business, Breer's Goalie Schools, while I was still playing in the minors. When I made that AAA team back in Bantam, it was one of the biggest accomplishments of my life. It was the culmination of years of hard work, sacrifice, and determination, and it felt like all the struggles I had faced were finally paying off. The pride and joy I felt in that moment were indescribable, knowing that I had taken a big step toward making my dreams a reality. But making that team was just the beginning. I also needed equipment, and that was a whole other financial challenge. My family couldn't afford new goalie gear, and I had to figure out a way to make it happen. That's when I made a deal with Pete at Pete's Pro Shop. He agreed to let me pay in installments for the gear I needed. How I came up with the money was almost ridiculous. I would walk the streets at night looking for money that people dropped. It's incredible how much you could find. $5 bills, $20 bills, loonies, toonies, and even quarters. I filled up a jar and brought it to Pete every week until I had enough to pay off the equipment. It was a strange way to fund my gear, but it worked. Pete believed in me and let me make those payments. Every time I stepped on the ice, I remembered how much work had gone into just getting the equipment. That determination to find a way, no matter how unconventional, became a cornerstone of my coaching philosophy and my entrepreneurial business ventures. Mental first approach. My mental first approach emphasizes the importance of mental strength and positivity. This approach was influenced significantly by my experience shadowing Mitch Korn, the legendary goalie coach for the Nashville Predators. Mitch taught me the importance of mental preparation and resilience, and I learned firsthand how crucial it is to develop mental strength to succeed at the highest levels. I've always believed that a positive mindset is crucial for overcoming challenges. This approach has helped many goalies develop the resilience needed to perform under pressure. It's about training the mind to stay focused and positive, no matter the situation. Building confidence is key in any sport. Players need to believe in their abilities. My approach focuses on building that confidence through positive reinforcement and mental training exercises. Handling pressure is what separates good players from great players. Through visualization techniques, mindfulness exercises, and stress management strategies, I help players build the mental toughness needed to thrive under pressure. Over the years, I've collected numerous success stories and quotes from the goalies I've coached. Their testimonials highlight the profound impact that a supportive and positive coaching approach can have. These personal accounts provide compelling evidence of the effectiveness of my philosophy. Steve's coaching changed my career. He helped me believe in myself and pushed me to be the best I could be. The mental training techniques Steve taught me were invaluable. They helped me stay focused and calm even in the most high-pressure situations. Business leadership lessons. The principles that guide my coaching, fostering a supportive environment, building mental resilience, and emphasizing emotional well-being, can be directly applied to business leadership. Just as a coach supports a player through their challenges, a business leader can mentor an employee facing a difficult project. When one of my goalies was struggling with consistency, I provided regular feedback and tailored drills to help them improve. Similarly, a manager could work closely with an employee, providing them with the necessary tools and feedback to succeed in their role. Both require patience, adaptability, and a clear development plan to foster growth. Just as I focus on helping my goalies succeed, business leaders should prioritize the development and success of their team members. In a business context, this means creating an environment where employees feel supported and valued and earn recognition for their efforts. Leaders should invest in their team's growth, provide regular feedback, and celebrate individual and team achievements. This approach fosters a positive and productive work environment, leading to overall organizational success. Investing in development is crucial. Just as I create personalized development plans for my goalies, business leaders should do the same for their employees. Identify their strengths and areas for improvement, and provide the resources they need to grow. Employees need to know that their leaders have their backs. This means offering support during challenging times, providing constructive feedback, and celebrating successes. Developing individual strengths is a shared goal. Just as a coach identifies and develops the unique strengths of each player, business leaders should recognize the individual talents of their team members. Building a cohesive team is vital. In both sports and business, success relies on a cohesive team. A coach fosters teamwork by creating a supportive environment where players work together towards a common goal. Effective communication is essential. Clear and effective communication is vital in both coaching and business leadership. Coaches communicate strategies, provide feedback, and motivate players. Business leaders should also prioritize communication, ensuring that team members understand their roles, receive constructive feedback, and are motivated to perform at their best. Handling pressure and adversity is a critical skill. Coaches teach players to handle pressure and bounce back from setbacks. Business leaders should also equip their teams with the skills to manage stress, remain resilient in the face of challenges, and learn from failures. Strategic planning is necessary. Both coaches and business leaders need to think strategically. Coaches plan game strategies and training programs, while business leaders develop business strategies and project plans. Strategic thinking involves setting clear goals, anticipating challenges, and making informed decisions. Practical strategies for business leaders. Personalized development plans are crucial. Work with team members to create individualized development plans that align with their career goals and the organization's objectives. Foster a supportive culture where employees feel valued and encouraged to express their ideas. Pair employees with experienced mentors for guidance and career development. Promote mental well-being by offering resources for stress management and encouraging work-life balance. Recognize and celebrate both individual and team achievements to boost morale. Business leaders should work with their team members to create individualized development plans that align with their career goals and the organization's objectives. Creating a supportive culture is essential. Foster a culture where employees feel supported and valued. Encourage open communication and provide a safe environment for employees to express their ideas and concerns. Mentorship and coaching programs can support employee development. Pair employees with experienced mentors who can provide guidance, share knowledge, and help them navigate their career paths. Focusing on mental well-being is important. Promote mental well-being by providing resources for stress management, encouraging work-life balance, and fostering a positive work environment. Celebrating success boosts morale. Recognize and celebrate both individual and team achievements. Implement recognition programs and celebrate milestones to show appreciation for employees' hard work and dedication. The foundation of success, whether in sports or business, lies in helping others succeed. I encourage you to take these strategies and apply them in your own leadership journey. Whether you're mentoring a colleague, guiding a team through challenges, or striving to create a supportive environment, remember that your success is deeply linked to the growth and achievements of those around you. By adopting a coaching philosophy that prioritizes the development and well-being of team members, leaders can create an environment where everyone thrives. The lessons from my coaching career offer valuable insights for business leaders looking to nurture their teams and drive success. Through empathy, resilience, and strategic thinking, leaders can inspire their teams to achieve greatness. By recognizing individual strengths, fostering teamwork, and providing the necessary support and resources, leaders can create a culture of excellence and drive organizational success.